Blessed day, everyone. I hope you're well, you're safe, and you're dry as you're being reached by this message. Last Wednesday, we were hit by Typhoon Ulysses. In fact, we were already ready and prepared to have our very first in-person midweek service, but we needed to cancel because of the typhoon. And a lot of people have been hit by or severely damaged by massive flooding and the howling and very strong wind. And of course, we praise the Lord that we are safe. I mean, most of us are in our region are safe, but there are those who were not that fortunate and who have really been damaged by the massive flooding and the strong wind. So before we begin our study today, let us remember them in our prayer. Shall we pray? Let's pray. Lord, we thank you that you are the Lord, even of the storm, and that you're sovereign, and that you are infinitely, faithfully, and eternally good. And we praise you, Lord, for having spared most of us from the typhoon. But we know, Lord, that there are those who have been severely damaged by this, the flooding, Lord, and the strong winds that this typhoon has caused and brought. And so we remember them, Lord, as people are now cleaning their surroundings, looking at their destroyed belongings. Some may have lost loved ones. We pray that this would lead them to desire that which cannot be destroyed by anything, that which cannot be taken away from them, that which is not temporal and physical, but eternal. May these trying times and struggling times bring people to the realization and the desire, Lord, to have eternal life. We pray for your people, we pray for your church to be praying, to be reaching out, to be being the gospel, Lord, that people need to see and hear and witness, and especially in these times. We pray for your people, we pray for your church in nearby areas wherein the devastation was really severe. We pray that you will use them, Lord, to show the gospel alive and lived out. As we go to your word, your sufficient word, we pray that indeed we would see the gospel. We pray that we would see Jesus Christ. We pray that we would see ourselves, and may we long, Lord, for us to grow deeply, maturely, and sternly in love with you. We pray that you would bless our time together. We pray that you'd allow the meditations of our hearts and minds and the words that would come out of my mouth be pleasing and acceptable and glorifying to you. This is our prayer with much thanksgiving in Christ's most precious name. Amen and amen. And so, yeah, we praise the Lord indeed that we were spared, and we canceled midweek last Wednesday, but God is sovereign. And so we would try again next Wednesday. I hope you would sign up for that. But for now, we would be looking at, today we'll be starting a series within our series. You know that when we started quarantine, diba, we have been looking at choice psalms, looking at these psalms and try to live them out, looking at principles and truths. And now we would be having a series within a series. And this is not new to all of you, because remember Pastor Allen led us into looking at the glorious attributes of God when we looked into Psalm 145. And so I'm very, very excited to be introducing to all of you our series on a very particular, on a collection of Psalms in this bigger book of Psalms. And since this is an introduction, let me just remind you, or let me just say that this is more of a sermon. Sabi niyo, ano yung sermon? What is a sermon? It's a lecture and a sermon at the same time. And so when you hear me give you details, informations, give you lists, and when you hear me say, I hope you're writing this down, you need to understand this is a lecture. But when you hear me sound very preachy, exhorting you in like having a sense of urgency, you need to understand that this is a sermon as well. So let me just restate, as we introduce our new series, that this is a lermon, a lecture and a sermon, right? So as we start looking at a new series, we'll be looking at an amazing collection of 15 fairly short psalms, and each of these psalms begin with a superscription that says a song of ascents. If you're using the King James Version, you would read a song of degrees. And we can only find this superscription in Psalm 120 to Psalm 134, 15 consecutive 15 psalms in a row. And song of ascents literally means song of going up, right? And I want you to see, friends, I want you to see, dear ones, that they are purposely grouped together for us. Para siyang isang hymn book, di ba? Pero may collection ng parang a special chorus inside the hymn book. And that is what we would see in this group of 15 short psalms within the whole canonical book of Psalms. Four of these 15 psalms are attributed to David. Look at Psalm 122. We read a song of ascents of David. Psalm 124, we read a song of ascents of David. Psalm 131, a song of ascents of David. Psalm 133, a song of ascents of David. So we see four of the 15 were written by David. One explicitly says it's written by Solomon. Look at Psalm 127, a song of ascents of Solomon. Right? Pero pag pumunta kayo sa Psalm 132, we would read that it speaks of David in the third person. So some say that this might be written by Solomon as well. So isang explicit na sinasabi si Solomon ang sumulat, one implied na sinasabi si Solomon ang sumulat. So four were written by David, one explicitly says that it was written by Solomon, one implied can be or may have been written by Solomon. The rest are anonymous. Tradition says that this compilation of Psalms were compiled by Ezra. And some believe that he wrote the rest of the Psalms. Right? Kaya sinabi ko kayo sa inyo, this compilation of Psalms is fairly short. Yung pinakamahaba, the longest psalm in this 15 psalms is Psalm 132, which is 18 verses long. The next longest, the second longest of the psalm of this group is Psalm 122, which is half of Psalm 132, having only 9 verses. The shortest are only 3 verses long, and there are 3 of them: Psalm 131, 133, and 134. And to those of you who perhaps have heard, yes, you heard me right, meron tayong pag-aaralang psalm that are only 3 verses long. That's good news for you, di ba? Oh, si Pastor Irwin would be preaching on 3 verses lang, right? And so, if we look at the average length of the whole 15 psalms in this group, we would have 6.7 verses lang. So, maiksi lang talaga itong collection na ito. And let me just say, and to those of you who have been with us since we started looking at the Psalms, sabi natin, di ba, Psalms, we have parallelism in Psalms. And typically found in every Hebrew poetry. But parallelism is mostly absent in this group. Yes, we would see, but it's mostly absent. But what we would see is that these psalms are epigrams. Epigrams, okay? Ano yung epigrams? Epigrams are short poems or short songs that has a single theme. May isa lang major na idea, major main idea. And these themes and these ideas are oftentimes expressed in a very profound, short, and witty manner. Most of the psalms in a song of ascents and in a memorable statement na parang sinasummarize niya yung tema ng psalm na ito. So, these are psalms that are very easy to interpret kasi maiksi lang siya, and we know that they only have, each has one theme, isa lang theme. And we usually find them highlighted for us in the final text and at times in the first verse of the text, like Psalm 120. So, itong 15 psalms na to are one subject psalms, each of them. Para silang praise chorus na that we can sing, made short for us, short verses meant to be easily memorized and to be sang from the heart. Hindi parang yung, no, pag may chorus tayo, mga hymn book tayo, we need to be looking at the hymns so we would see the words and lyrics and probably the notation. No, these group of psalms are fairly short psalms, easily memorized and meant to be sang from the heart. Yung superscription, sabi natin, di ba, the superscription in the very first, in every chapter, sa top ng chapter, are actually inspired, and they give us a clue how these psalms were used in Hebrew culture. Song of ascents. The word ascents is the plural form of the Hebrew noun that speaks, guys, sinabi ko ina, elevation, or it signifies a movement upward. It speaks of gaining altitude, or simply put, it speaks of going up. So these are songs about going up. Now, beyond that, neither the text nor any reliable Hebrew history source gives us the reason why they are grouped together. Sabi nung ilan, kaya sila gin-group together, the reason why they're called the Song of Ascents is because they're meant to be sang in the higher register. It's meant for those who have high voices. Perhaps you're a soprano. Perhaps you're a tenor. And this thinking is saying that this is for you since you have a high voice. Some think that the Psalms, since Song of Ascents, talking about moving upward, they say that it starts with a lower register. And every verse, as you progress, would be higher and higher, parang scale. Pero if you would look at that thinking, that doesn't actually explain baka sila nagrupo together, di ba? Hindi natin maintindihan, and that idea would not give us any answer why they are grouped together. Kasi if you would look at hymn books, di ba? We don't group songs in a hymn book together according to key register. No. We often group hymns in a compilation of hymns, papaano? Arranged by topics, tama? We arrange them topically. And so, I think that this group of psalms are grouped together to show us that it has a logical flow of reasoning why they are grouped together. In fact, let me discuss with you first the structure of the whole book. Kasi this is the reason why I want us to have this introductory material. To let you know and to show you there are structures within the book of Psalms and within the book of Psalms. For example, did you know that the book that we call Psalms in our Bible is subdivided into 5 books? Did you know that? If you look at your Bibles, you would look, if you look at Psalm chapter 1, at the top, we would see book 1. So, book 1 is from Psalm 1 to Psalm 41. if we go to Psalm 42, we would see at the very top, Book 2. Book 2 is from Psalm 42 to Psalm 72. Book 1, Psalm 1 to 41. Book 2, Psalm 42 to 72. Psalm 3, maiksi lang siyang section, is from Psalm 73 to Psalm 89. Book 4 starts with Psalm 90 to Psalm 106. And Book 5, the bulk of the whole Psalter, is from Psalm 107 to Psalm 150. You may ask, why were they grouped that way? I'm glad you asked. Look at Book 1, Psalm 1 to 41. This book, this collection of Psalms, talks about the glory years of the Davidic kingdom. And so we would hear themes about the glory years of the Davidic kingdom, and we would also hear themes about troubles of God's people, and we would see theme about faith and trust in the Lord, and themes about prayer. Yung Book 2. Why were they grouped together? Because the theme of Book 2 is the troubled years of the Davidic kingdom. Unang book, the glory years. Pangalawang book, the troubled years. And so, we would see the theme or yung mga ideas sa book na ito as troubles, struggles, discouragements, frustrations, faith, and trust in the Lord. God being a refuge. The Lord is our King and He is our Judge. And we also see the theme of prayer. Book 3, why are they grouped together? Psalm 73 to Psalm 89. We would see the operative theme of this book is the breaking of the Davidic dynasty's power. The breaking down, the crumpling of the Davidic dynasty's power. So, makit natin, ang tema dyan madalas, God being the judge, God being the king, and we see God's mercy for Israel. In spite of her rebellion, kasi nga, di ba, they are losing, the Davidic dynasty's power is being broken or weakening. So we see also a theme about prayer for Israel's restoration. We see forgiveness. We see emphasize here the God's covenant. Sa Book 4, Psalm 90 to Psalm 106, we would see history of Israel from Exodus onward. Kaya makita natin, Psalm 90 was written by Moses, right? And so, the theme there is the Lord being our King, Israel's praise to their King, and God's mercy and grace and love and salvation and prayer. The bulk, Book 5, speaks of the Babylonian exile, restoration and beyond. So what we would read in this book is the steadfast love of the Lord, the love of the Lord for His people, Zion and God's presence, salvation, thanksgiving, and the world's praise. And of course, the theme of prayer. You see, the whole book has an order, has somewhat like categories in them. And in each book, we would see, well, there are five books. Each book would have certain psalms related to each other being grouped together. Take the case of Psalm 22, Psalm 23, and Psalm 24. These three psalms, among other psalms, are called messianic psalms. They speak about Christ. Psalm 22 is about the crucifixion. Psalm 22 verse 1. My God, why have you forsaken me? Diba? Remember, that was what Jesus said when he was hanging on the cross. Psalm 23, perhaps the most famous of all the Psalms, is about the ministry of Jesus Christ as the sovereign shepherd of his flock. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Psalm 24 speaks of the glorious second coming of Jesus Christ. It points to the majesty and glory of the second coming of Jesus. Psalm 24 verse 7, lift up your heads, O gates, and be lifted up, O ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Verse 8, who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty, the Lord, mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O gates, and lift them up, O ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? Verse 10, the Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. So Psalm 22, 23, 24 are related to each other. Psalm 1 and Psalm chapter 2 are also related to each other. Psalm 1 begins with blessings. Psalm 1 verse 1, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers. Sa very last verse ng Psalm chapter 2, we would read blessing. Blessed are all who take refuge in Him. Blessing, blessing. This is called an inclusio, brackets or parentheses. And they serve as a grouping, signifying groupings of certain chapters or verses. They are often, chapter 1 and chapter 2 of Psalms are often called gatekeepers. And these Psalms, chapter 1, tells us outright that there are only two ways. The way of the wicked and the way of the righteous. The way of the wicked and the way of the righteous. And there's only one way for you to truly praise the Lord, praise God. And that is Psalm 2 verse 12. Kiss the Son, pay homage, surrender, submit, dedicate, diba? Put your confidence, kiss the Son, lest He be angry, and you perish in the way, for His wrath is quickly kindled. So you see, there are Psalms that are grouped together in this whole Psalter that speaks of marvelous, beautiful themes, compiled together by genius design. Ano madalas ko sinasabi? The genius of Scripture. I want you to see that, friends. I want you to appreciate that. In fact, in Book 5 alone, yung pinakahuli sa subdivision, ng Book of Psalms, Psalm 107, Psalm 150, we see three significant groups or collections. Starting from Psalm 113 to Psalm 118, we have psalms that are called the Hallel Psalms or the Praise Psalms. Hallel, where we get Hallelujah. They are praise psalms. What are they? They are songs of praise that were and still up to this day in Jewish communities are recited or being sang in special occasions. The Hallel Psalms, the Praise Psalms, are particularly associated with the three great Jewish festivals. Ano yung mga yon? The Passover, the Pentecost, and the Feast of Tabernacles. In olden times, thousands of Jewish pilgrims would travel to Jerusalem to celebrate these three major festivals. At yung Hallel, they would recite that during the festivities, pagdating nila sa Jerusalem. And when you recite the whole six Psalms, they constitute what the Jews call Hallel Shalem, meaning the complete Hallel. Six Psalms of praise that attribute praise, honor, and worship unto God. After the Hallel Psalms, we have the longest chapter in the Bible, Psalm 119, which has 176 verses. Imagine mo yun. I don't know of anyone who has memorized Psalm 119. I'm pretty sure there is one or probably two. Imagine mo, 176 verses, 22 stanzas. And they are, Psalm 119 is an acrostic. Each stanza starts with a corresponding Hebrew alphabet. There are 22 letters in the Hebrew alphabet, right? And this Psalm, Psalm 119, speaks of the primacy and importance of God's Word. So what do we have in Book 5? The Hallel Psalms, the Psalms of Praise. Then we have a chapter that is an epic chapter about the Word of God, and then we have the group or the section that we'll be looking at, the Songs of Ascent. We have three groups of psalms that are placed in such an order, and that is done by design. And so we ask, ano ba yung Song of Ascents? Now, Jewish tradition says, and this has been agreed upon by most Bible scholars, say that these 15 psalms were recited by pilgrims as they go up to the temple during the three major festivals. Kaya tawag sa kanya Song of Ascents or Songs of Going Up, dahil ang temple, ang Jerusalem, ay naka-elevate. So as you go to the temple, as you go to Jerusalem, you need to really go up, right? Dahil ang Jerusalem, ang temple is located in the peak of or the highest point of Mount Zion. And so to go there is to travel upward. So these are psalms of a journey to a higher place, to Jerusalem. And again, we have the Hallel Psalms, which was used in the festivals, and we have the Songs of Ascents after Psalm 119. These beautiful, fairly short 15 songs being or to be sang by groups of people who are going up in a pilgrimage to Jerusalem to celebrate Passover, Pentecost, and the Feast of Tabernacles. Yung Hallel Psalms are the psalms that they sing when they get to Jerusalem. And the Songs of Ascents are the psalms that they sing on the way. Okay? And there are those who challenge this. Sabi na, hindi naman ganun yan. Hindi naman to dapat kantahin ng grupo. They say and they claim, this is not a song to be sang by a group of people. Why do they say that? Sabi nila kasi, you would read that this section all use the first person singular. Therefore, hindi raw po pwede sa grupo ito. But listen, in our context alone, sa ating pananambahan, di ba, hindi problema sa atin. Kasi we sing hymns that are usually in the first person singular. Let me give you some example. It is well with my soul, di ba? And we sing that together as a group. Be thou my vision. My vision. When I survey. So these are hymns, beautiful hymns, written in the first person singular. So a congregation can sing this. And so I have no problem with these psalms, the Songs of Ascents, that they are songs to be sang by a group of people when they are going upward. And we all can relate to this, di ba? Have you ever been in a road trip? Meron ba sa inyo nagpunta ng mahabang lakbayan? Perhaps from here to Baguio, ay mahaba-habang biyahe yun, di ba? What do you usually do when you are in a group? To kill time, to kill boredom, di ba? Para hindi kayo antukin. What do you usually do? You play games. At times, we sing songs. Right? We sing songs to enjoy each other's company. And the Song of Ascents are the same way. They are sung on the way to Jerusalem to worship, to reflect on God's goodness, to reflect on God's grace and love. And you need to understand, friends, these psalms, I believe, provide for us a good metaphor for spiritual growth. As we all are in a journey, diba? Towards being with our Heavenly Father, we are all in a journey. We are passers-by in this world. That is the very thing that this collection of psalms celebrate. The development of virtues that are produced as the natural fruit of faith. These are songs about spiritual growth. Although nagvavary siya in subjects, but you need to understand, they are interrelated to each other. And by the way, when we talk about this is sang by a group of people, we're not just talking about a family road trip. Pilgrims to Jerusalem will always travel in large groups or large company. Remember in Luke chapter 2? Remember, that was when Jesus, the young Jesus, when he was 12, He was brought to the festivals by his parents Mary and Joseph, but upon going home, remember, they thought that Jesus was in the group, and so they missed that they left him behind. Diba? Nakalimutan nilang di nalaka pala kasama ang Panginoong Jesus. Remember, in Luke 2:44, we read, but supposing him to be in the group, what does that mean? Akala nila nasa grupo si Kristo, telling us that this is not just a family road trip. This is a large group, large enough, big enough for a 12-year-old to be mistaken to be in the group kasi hindi nila makita. Right? Luke 2:44, but supposing him to be in the group, they went a day's journey, but then they began to search for him among their relatives and acquaintances. And when they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem searching for him. And we know what happened, right? We know the story. They saw him at the temple reasoning with the elders there, diba? In the synagogue. And so the account in Luke chapter 2 gives us an idea of how big this group was. You see relatives, you see neighbors, you see acquaintances from other villages. This is really a big group. All of them would be in a big group to go up to Jerusalem for the annual festivals. There would be men, there would be women, there would be children, there would be older people, there would be animals, kasi diba, they would offer sacrifices. There would be ox carts para mga kalesa or ano ba sa tawag sa Tagalog yun? Kalesa ba yun? Yung parang carriage para sa carriage, so that's where they put what a family would need for a month-long journey. Did I say month-long? Kasi the festivals that we mentioned is a month-long deal. And so a group as big as that cannot do a non-stop journey. Like to give you a perspective, from Nazareth, where Jesus lived, to Jerusalem, it's like in kilometers, 152 kilometers. And so, ang malaking crowd cannot do a non-stop journey. They would probably do a day, 20 miles or 32 kilometers per day, even less. So we're talking about, in the perspective of Jesus and his group going to Jerusalem, we're talking about a 5 days journey here. So imagine, if we would like divide the 15 Psalms, imagine singing 3 songs each day. So by the time you get to Jerusalem, tapos mo na yung songs of ascents. Right? Now, sabi natin kanina, each psalm in this group is an epigram. Ano ay epigram? Epigrams are songs or poems with one theme. There's only one main theme. And let me just say this, friends. I am just amazed at how these psalms are grouped in such a way that there is a coherent progression. Magugul tayo na parang may progression. Again, the sequence of themes and this pilgrim's psalms lends itself to that kind of ordered progression. These psalms would prepare the heart of a tired traveler to worship. So let's have an overview of the songs of ascent. Again, this is a sermon. Okay? Parang lecture. It's a lecture, all right, but it's also a sermon. Yung Psalm 120, we begin with the first in this group of psalms. Psalm 120 speaks of pain, suffering, distress, frustration. It speaks of the persecution that a follower of God gets from the world. The scorn, the mocking that one gets from the skeptics. In fact, since we have 15 in this collection, you'd be amazed to see that they seem to be also grouped into 3 groups of 5. Want to see it? The first 5 in the Song of Ascents, Psalm 120 to Psalm 124. In this collection, we would hear trouble, pain, distress, and persecution. The middle five, Psalm 125 to Psalm 129. The main theme is faith, with an emphasis on security, prosperity, and glee, joy, and gladness. The closing five, Psalm 130 to Psalm 134, it focuses on praise to God, thanksgiving for His blessings, communion with Him in His holy temple. So yung group pa lang na ito, we see an order, a structure. So the Psalms themselves are themed in a way that conveys a journey. Para siyang paglalakbay. Paglalakbay saan? To a higher place. Songs of Ascents. It starts at the very bottom, beginning in a place where persecution and affliction, an overwhelmed traveler is surrounded by. And it ends with an invocation of praise to God from the very height of Zion. Ang galing, di ba? The Songs of Ascents, dear ones, portrays for us the journey from the valley of adversity into the very presence of God Himself. Kagaya ng sinabi ko, each of these psalms is an epigram. They have one theme. And so let me now share with you the key words or themes or the main idea, the big idea of each of these psalms. I hope you have your pen ready. Psalm 120, we see persecution. Psalm 121, we would read and see a theme of hope. Psalm 122, we see fellowship. Supplication is the theme of Psalm 123. Psalm 124, we would read of thanksgiving. Psalm 125, we would read of confidence. Psalm 127, Psalm 126, patience. Psalm 127, prosperity. So in Psalm 128, we would hear of peace as the theme. Psalm 129, we would see of martyrdom. Psalm 130, we would read about repentance. Psalm 131, we see humility. Psalm 132, expectation. Psalm 133, unity. Psalm 134, the last of the Songs of Ascent, we see praise. Let's put them together. Let's read those themes together. Persecution, hope, fellowship, supplication, thanksgiving, confidence, patience, prosperity, peace, martyrdom, repentance, humility, expectation, unity, and praise. Friends, these are virtues that in many ways echo or parallel the fruit of the Spirit listed in Galatians 5, don't you think? And so these psalms are indeed a good metaphor for the whole life of faith. They do describe a journey to a higher place. They do describe maturity. They do describe progression of faith. As we walk in a manner worthy of our calling, we see progression, we see maturity, we see sanctification. They do describe a journey to a higher place, starting with persecution, culminating and ending in praise. In other words, these psalms illustrate and celebrate the progression that we all make, that we all ought to make, as a disciple and a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. As we press on toward the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Ang dalangin ng puso ko, mga kapatid, as we are being introduced to what I believe is a beautiful collection of psalms, I pray that as we study these psalms for 15 weeks, we will all be reminded that as believers of Christ, we are disciples, we are pilgrims, we are exiles, we don't belong here, we don't live here, our citizenship is in heaven. We are exiles who are constantly journeying upward. Dear ones, you're a stranger. You're an alien here. Alien in this world. You're a citizen of heaven. As I've said a while ago, living here on earth like a refugee. Constantly learning about your homeland as you make your way through this foreign wasteland. But more than that, we are recruiting more pilgrims along the way, constantly moving up. The songs of ascents are like a spiritual roadmap for that long journey. I pray that this would sink in as we go over these Psalms over the next few weeks. As Christians, friends, we are pilgrims. We're not tourists, okay? We are exiles and explorers. We're not day trippers or we're not vacationers. We are ascending like the first century pilgrims, going up to a feast in Jerusalem. We are not like the Israelites wandering around in the wilderness. No, we're not like that. We are disciples. And as disciples, we are apprentices. And we are not just mere academics. We are working interns. Hindi tayo auditors lang. You know what an auditor is, right? You go to class, walang responsibility, walang accountability. We are interns. We do the work. And we don't just listen and sit down as we please and leave as we please. We are students who are responsible to put what we've learned into practice. And we're not just reading recreationally and casually for the sake of adding more hypothetical knowledge. Ang discipleship natin is a vocation, hindi siya hobby. We're followers, not just fans. As exiles, we are servants. We're not superstars. We are members of the church, and the church is a community, not a club, nor a resort. We're here to serve, not to be served. We are motivated with God's glory, not our own glory. Never our own glory. Our ministry is for the sake of others, not self. We are ambassadors in a foreign land, tasked to bring the greatest news to the weary, to the weak, to the hopeless, to the helpless, offering them refuge on higher ground as they are going through a great flood. We've seen massive flooding. We've seen people being evacuated to higher ground. Think of the spiritual. We are like rescuers, looking for those who are almost drowning or who are drowning with a desire to point them upward to Jesus Christ, to safer ground, to higher ground. We are those who are heralds to point people to the only one who can save them. Inviting them with urgency, with fervency, with love, as a dying man to dying men on our journey home. This little songbook inside the bigger songbook would indeed give us encouragement along the way. Let me ask you, are you going through some rough times? Are you in your lowest point? Are you in distress? Dear ones, let us journey together with one psalm after another, going upward toward praise, going upward towards worship, honor of the one who deserves our highest praise. Let us all together study this wonderful section, the Songs of Ascents. And it is my prayer that indeed we would see ourselves in each psalm. And as we go higher and higher, as we progress with the psalm, I pray that we would grow deeper and deeper in our understanding, in our appreciation, and in our love for our Lord Jesus Christ. That in a nutshell is the song, Songs of Ascent. Next week, we will start looking at the very first Song of Ascent, Psalm 120. But till then, I pray that you were blessed as I was blessed in preparing this. I pray that we would be anticipating each psalm every week. Right? So I'll see you all tomorrow. I'll see you all next week. Shall we pray? Lord, we thank you. We thank you for the great salvation that we have. We thank you for how we can study together this wonderful collection of songs in the bigger collection of songs. And we pray that you would make us excited and just anticipate how you would be blessing us and just be challenging us in this wonderful study. We thank you, Lord, for being with us. We pray that you would help us out as we grow together as pilgrims in this place called life, as we help each other out to grow more in love with you, to grow mature, and as we push each other to point people to you. Thank you, Lord, for teaching us, and thank you for being with us. This is our prayer with much thanksgiving in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen and amen. Thank you for joining me. I'll see you all next week. God bless.